Yes, folks, it's the new Roy Rogers radio show for the whole family. Adventure, suspense, mystery, and music. Starring Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, and Dale Evans, Queen of the West, with Pat Brady, the Mellow Man, and an all-star cast. And now, here to greet you with a song and a story is Roy Rogers.
From this valley, they say you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile.
Well, good evening, folks. Mothers and fathers and all you little buckaroos. Hear that music they're playing? That sure is a fine old song. And it reminds me of a story. Funny thing how a song seems to go together with something that happened to you. The good old Red River Valley. You know, a while back, Dale and Pap and me went down to Barlow, Texas to take part in a rodeo. And that's right smack in the heart of the Red River Valley. Well, sir, the final bronc-busting event was on, and a friend of Pat's was riding in it.
Final bareback bronco-busting event. Introducing Tom Weatherby, challenging Bob Finley's great ride. Over to you, boys.
Tom Weatherby, that was Pat's friend. He was having himself quite a time. He sat that bronc like it was part of him. Then all of a sudden, he seemed to go limp. He let go of the halter rope and fell off. For a minute, everybody thought he'd been thrown, but when he didn't get up, we ran out to help him. One look told us why he didn't get up. Tom Weatherby was dead.
Roy, I tell you, it just don't make sense. It just don't make sense. Tom Weatherby never had no heart trouble.
Well, that's what the doc says it was.
Well, what else could it have been?
I don't know, Dale. But nobody can make me believe that Tom had a bad heart.
Now, listen, Pat. The doc examined him not 5 minutes after it happened. There wasn't a mark on his body.
Oh, I feel terrible for his sister.
Oh, yeah. Poor Mary. I gotta go see her. Maybe there's something I can do.
We'll go with you, Pat.
Sure.
Oh, gosh, would you? Oh, that's swell. Maybe meeting you'll help take her mind off things.
Pat, when a friend of yours is in trouble, you know Dale and me'll do anything we can do to help.
Hey, what'll I say to her, Roy? I ain't no good at these kind of things.
Don't worry about it, Pat. Just your being here will mean a lot to her.
Yeah? Oh, hello, Pat. Come on in.
Joe, this here's Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. This is Mary's husband, Joe Sheldon.
Please,
hello,
Mr. Sheldon.
Joe, who is... Pat. Oh, who is this?
Now, Mary, don't take on so. Tom wouldn't have wanted it that way. There. That's better. Mary, I want you to meet my friends, Roy and Dale.
Hello, Mary.
How do you do?
It's awfully kind of you to come over. Tom spoke of you just this morning.
Well, you can count on us to help you any way we can.
Well, I sure ain't been very hospitable. Sit down, folks. I'll get some coffee.
Here, let me help you, Mary.
Thank you. The kitchen's in here.
You folks figure on staying around for a while?
Afraid not, Mr. Sheldon.
Roy's pretty busy, Joe.
Well, yeah, I know. It sure was nice of you to come down and help us out in the rodeo.
Joe here's one of the organizers of it, Roy. Every year he helps put on a big shindig for the kids and for charity.
Well, I do what I can. We all sort of chip in.
You in the cattle business too, Mr. Sheldon?
Oh, shucks, no, Roy. Joe's a banker.
Not exactly a banker, just a teller in the bank. Oh, excuse me, I'll see who it is. Oh, hello, Sheriff. Come on in.
Evening, Joe. How's Mary?
She's doing nicely, thank you. I'd like to have you meet some friends of Mary's and Tom's. Roy Rogers, Pat Brady.
How do you do, Sheriff?
Happy to know you. Joe, I just dropped by to leave off Tom's things. Stuff here in this envelope is what we found in his pockets, and here's his halter and rope.
Well, thanks, Sheriff. I'll take it.
I'm afraid that halter and rope didn't belong to Tom. Joe, that's mine.
Yours?
Say, that's right. Tom broke his this morning, and Roy loaned him Trigger's.
That's so. Well, in that case, I guess I better turn this over to you, Mr. Rogers. Now, you know, I'd like to see that horse of yours close up sometime. Sure is a smart critter.
Well, I'm going out to bed him down as soon as we leave here. You're welcome to come along.
Thanks.
Here's coffee. I hope you like it good and strong. Oh, hello, Sheriff.
Evening, Mary. Just came by to leave off Tom's things and tell you just how sorry we all are.
That's kind of you.
Everything we found in his pockets is in this envelope.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Sure is a shame, Mary. Young man like Tom Weatherby, I still don't get it.
What don't you get, Sheriff?
Well, a doc saying Tom died of a heart attack, that don't make sense.
Hey, Sheriff, you don't have any reason to believe it was anything else, do you?
No. No, Mr. Rogers, I don't.
All right, Bullet. Trigger, simmer down now. Simmer down. Brought some company out to meet you. Sheriff, this is Bullet.
Oh. Hey, hello there, boy.
And this is Trigger. Trigger, say hello to the sheriff.
Well, I'll be... I swear he understands every word you say.
He does, Sheriff. He does.
How about taking a little walk, fella? Come on, Trigger. Let's put the halter on him, Pat.
Yeah.
Hey, Trigger.
Hey, Roy. What's the matter with him?
Stand back. Get back, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Well, what's the matter with him, Roy? He never kicked up a fuss like that before. Well,
I don't know. Give me the halter and rope, Pat.
Sure, here you are.
All right, Trigger. Let's go for a walk.
Whoa, boy. Whoa, there, fella. Watch out.
Easy, boy. Easy.
Well, how do you like that? He pulled the halter right out of your hand.
Sure don't like that halter. Here, look at him stomp on it.
Well, move away, both of you.
Sure, Roy. Come on, Sheriff. Roy can handle Trigger.
Easy, boy. Oh, now. Simmer down. What's the matter with you, anyway? Well, this is your halter. See? Look. Smell it.
Okay, okay.
I'll take it away. Settle down now.
Well, what's the matter with him, Roy?
There's nothing the matter with Trigger, Pat.
Well, then what is it?
Well, there's something the matter with this halter and rope.
Halter and rope?
Here, let's see that.
Well, careful now, Sheriff. I don't know what it is, but you can bet if Trigger refuses it, something's wrong.
Yeah. It looks all right to me. A little dirt on the rope there.
Where?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, you mean this stain?
Yeah.
Yeah. It smells like tar.
Well, that's not dirt. It's not tar either.
Well, then what is it?
I don't know. Sheriff.
Hmm?
You got a chemist in town?
Why, sure. Old Doc Mills. Good. Does all my lab work.
Let's get this over to him right away.
Well, you think this rope had something to do with Tom's death, Mr. Rogers?
Well, it's like you and Pat have been saying. Tom dying of a heart attack just don't make sense. Maybe this does.
Roy, you mean that Trigger wouldn't let you put his own halter on him?
That's right.
You should have seen him, Dale. Reared and kicked and fussed like a squalling calf at branding time.
Well, that certainly doesn't sound like Trigger. Where's the sheriff now?
Well, I had him take the halter and rope over to Doc Mills' drugstore to get it analyzed. That's where we're heading now.
Yes, just down the street here.
I say, Pat.
Yeah, Roy?
Can you think of anybody around here with a grudge against Tom?
Well, shucks no, Roy. Well, Tom was everybody's friend. He didn't have an enemy in the world.
You're sure?
Oh, sure, I'm sure. Why? Well, there was just one thing.
Yes, Pat?
Tom and Bob Finley.
Who's Bob Finley?
Oh, a fella lives here in town. Owns a small ranch like Tom did. He and Tom were always trying to outdo each other. See who could raise the best prize bull or competing in rodeos.
Well, he's the fella who won all the prize money today.
Yeah, that's the fella. But he never would have won it if Tom hadn't... Hey, Roy, you don't think...
I don't think nothing yet. This is a drugstore.
Yeah.
Well, hiya, Sheriff.
Come in, folks, come in. Waiting for the doc's report now.
Say, Sheriff, you seen Bob Finley around?
Bob Finley? No, not since this morning at the rodeo. Why?
Well, Roy was asking me.
Sheriff, where'd you get this piece of rope? Oh, excuse me. Something I can do for you folks?
Oh, Doc, this is Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Pat Brady, all friends of Tom.
Oh, howdy.
I do, Doc.
That piece of rope that come off a halter belonged to Mr. Rogers' horse, Trigger.
That's so.
Tom was using it in that bronc busting event.
You don't say. Mr. Rogers, you ever been to South America?
South America? Well, we've never been out of the United States. Why?
Oh, just wondering.
Did you find anything on that rope, Doc?
Yep. Curare.
What? Curare? What's that?
Well, ma'am, it comes from South America. And you might say it's the deadliest poison in the world.
You understand why I have to ask you all these questions, Mr. Rogers.
Well, to be honest with you, Sheriff, no, I don't.
Well, after all, Mr. Rogers, that was your halter and rope. You give it to Tom to use.
Of all the dead gum ignoramuses I ever did see. Sheriff, while you're wasting time here, that Bob Finley could have skipped clean out of town.
Now, hold on, Pat. We got no reason to believe that Finley killed Tom.
You've no reason to believe Roy did either.
Finley's the only one with any reason to put Tom out of the way. While Tom had been in these contests, Finley wouldn't have won all the prizes.
Take it easy. Got a deputy out picking up Finley right now. And Mr. Rogers, I'd like you to tell me again just how you happened to give that halter and rope to Tom.
Well, I was walking Trigger out to the water trough when I noticed Tom was having trouble getting the bronc out of the stall. He yanked on his rope and it broke and...
That's right, and Roy offered to give him the one he had on Trigger.
Was that the last time you saw him before the rodeo started?
Yes, sir.
Sherry, you don't really believe that Roy had anything to do with Tom's death, do you?
Now, ma'am, I'm just trying to get things clear in my own mind. And one thing is for sure, Tom did not die of a heart attack. Somebody killed him. Somebody who had a supply of curare and somebody who had something to gain.
Is this curare poison easy to come by?
Doc Mills says he keeps it on hand for the veterinarian, Doc Thompson. They use it to treat sick cattle.
You mean it's a medicine, too?
Well, Doc says that carefully controlled, it's been used to cure paralysis.
Hmm. Sheriff, one thing I just don't understand. How did putting the poison on a rope kill Tom?
Well, Doc says Tom absorbed the poison through the pores of his hand. And while he was riding and holding that rope, his hand perspired. Simple as that.
Mind if I make a suggestion, Sheriff?
What?
Call up this vet and ask him to check his supply of this poison. See if any of it's missing. Meantime, I'd like to pay another visit to Tom's sister and see how she's bearing up.
Hey, Murray will be glad to see you too, Roy.
You want to come along, Dale?
I sure do.
Let's go.
Just one thing, Mr. Rogers.
Yes?
Until we get this cleared up a little more, you won't be leaving town, will you?
Sheriff, I won't be leaving town until we get this cleared up entirely. Come on, Pat, Dale.
See you later, Sheriff.
You heard him, Sheriff. Until we get this cleared up, and Harley.
Poison? Are you sure?
I'm afraid so, ma'am.
Well, but Tom was murdered. And Roy will find out who did it, Mary. You can be sure of that.
He sure will, Mary.
Mrs. Sheldon, did you notice anything unusual about Tom before the rodeo?
Unusual?
I mean, did he seem worried or upset? Was anything bothering him?
Well, now that you mention it, he did seem a little nervous, but I thought it was on account of the rodeo. And then there was this piece of paper.
Piece of paper?
Yeah, I found it on the floor the morning of the rodeo. Tom acted awful funny when I showed it to him. He got kind of mad and put it in his pocket and stomped out. And then when I opened the envelope the sheriff brought me with Tom's things, I found it again.
Oh, would you mind if I took a look at it?
No, not at all. It's just a piece of brown paper with some figures and letters on it. I couldn't make any sense out of it. Here it is.
Hmm.
What is it, Roy?
I don't know. Just like Mrs. Sheldon says, figures and letters.
Let's see. 25255BF8.
25255BF8. Does this mean anything at all to you, Mrs. Sheldon?
Not a thing.
I can't imagine why Tom got so mad when I found it.
Is this Tom's handwriting?
Yes,
Wonder why he wrote this down. 25255BF8BF.
Hey, Roy!
What?
Don't you get it? BF. Bob Finley. But
what do the numbers stand for?
Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Mary, this is the sheriff. Is Roy Rogers there?
Oh, yes, he's here, Sheriff.
You tell him I'd like to see him right away. My deputy just reported in. Bob Finley can't be found anywhere in town.
Roy! Hey, Roy!
Oh, hi, Sheriff. I got your message. Thought I'd give Trigger a little ride. He needs the exercise. You know, Bullet.
Yeah. Here, Roy, I got some more news.
Yeah?
I made that call to the veterinarian. He checked his supply of that poison, and there is a batch of it missing. And the night before the rodeo, the veterinarian had a visit from Bob Finley. Well, it begins to look like that was right.
Well, maybe, but take a look at this, Sheriff.
What is it?
A piece of paper that belonged to Tom.
25255BFA. What's it mean?
Well, I was hoping maybe you'd have some idea.
Well, numbers could be rodeo events.
What do you think the letters BF stand for?
Yeah, BF. It could be a lot of things. Yeah, old Belden Farm. Tom used to work there before they abandoned it.
It could stand for Bob Finley, too.
Yeah. What's that?
Look!
That's the bank. Someone's robbing the bank. And there he goes.
I'll see you later, Sheriff. Come on, Trigger. Let's go, boy.
All right, Joe, let's go over that bank robbery again. Now, you tell me exactly what happened.
Sheriff, I've told you all I know. It was about 3:05. We were getting ready to close the doors. There weren't any customers in the bank.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, this masked man walks in, comes up the cage, and points a gun at me.
Oh, Joe, you might have been killed.
Now, Mary, he wasn't. So stop fretting.
Go on, Joe.
Well, he demands the money, so I scoop it up and hand it to him.
And how much would you say he got?
Gosh, I don't know. Several thousand, anyway.
Sheriff?
Yeah, Pat?
You say you and Roy were standing in front of your office when it happened?
That's right.
And Roy took out after the robber?
Miss Evans, Roy was on that horse and galloping down that street before I could draw a deep breath. The time I got my car started and tried to follow, they were both plumb out of sight. Robber was on the horse, too, and they probably took off cross-country.
Well, it's almost 8:00, and Roy should have been back by now.
Yeah? That is, if he got the varmint.
What do you mean, if he got the varmint? Sheriff, when Roy Rogers goes after a bank robber, he gets him. And if he don't get him, then it means the varmint got Roy. And if the varmint got Roy, what am I saying?
Sheriff.
Yeah, Joe.
You don't suppose this could be Bob Finley's work, too?
Well, now, how could it be? My deputy says Finley skipped town.
That might have been a trick.
Anyway, why would Finley rob the bank, especially after killing Tom?
Getaway money. Maybe he figured you suspected him and he needed more money.
Yes, but Joe, Bob won the prize money at the rodeo.
Maybe he figured it wouldn't take him far enough away.
I always knew that Finley was no good. What Tom could outride him, outshoot him, and out-everything him.
Pat, now let's be fair. We don't know that Bob Finley killed Tom.
That's right, ma'am. Well, I wouldn't want to be in Finley's shoes right now.
Oh, there's Roy now.
Yep, there he is. Hey, somebody with him.
Why, of course there's somebody with him, you dadgum cotton-picking mulehead. I told you, when Roy Rogers goes after a varmint, he gets him. Come on in, Roy.
Roy, are you all right?
Sure, I'm fine.
Why don't you all say hello to a friend of yours? Go on in, Bob.
Bob Finley.
Bob Finley. Why, you no-good murdering sidewinder...
Hold on there now, Pat. You're not being fair.
You mean Finley didn't kill Tom?
Nope.
Did he rob the bank?
Nope.
Roy, are you sure?
Yes, Mrs. Sheldon, I'm sure.
How do you know, Roy?
Well, I met up with Finley here on my way back from the Belden Farm. He was just coming back from Denison. He went over there to buy some stock with the prize money you won.
That right, Bob?
That's right, Sheriff. I can't figure how you folks thought I'd do Tom any harm. Well, sure, we was always rivals, but what made you think I'd kill him? Mary, how could you have thought that, knowing how much I think of you?
Oh, Bob, I... Well, there seemed to be so much against you.
All right, Roy, if Bob didn't do it, do you know who did?
Yes, Sheriff, I do. Mr. Sheldon, seems to me you're a little late for an appointment.
Appointment? What appointment?
The appointment you had with the bank robber at Belden's farm.
What?
Are you crazy? I don't think so. Sheriff, we showed this piece of paper to everybody except the one man who could tell us what it means.
What piece of paper?
Take a look at it, Mr. Sheldon. 25-255-BF-8.
Well, I don't know what that is. I never seen it before in my life.
It's the instructions Tom wrote down that you gave him for holding up the bank and meeting you afterwards.
Instructions Tom wrote?
Oh, no.
Oh, hold on a minute, Roy. Tom didn't hold up no bank.
No, but he was supposed to. That was the plan, wasn't it, Mr. Sheldon?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. 25, that stands for the date. The 25th, that's today. 2:55, that's 5 minutes till 3.
That's when the bank was held up.
Right. The letters BF stand for the Belden Farm, the place where you were to meet after the robbery. And 8 is for 8 o'clock, the time you were supposed to meet the robber and get your share of the money. But I wouldn't bother to meet him now. He's in the sheriff's jail and the money's locked up in the safe.
You're pretty smart for a cowboy, Mr. Rogers. How'd you figure it all out?
It's a funny thing what a little persuasion will do to a bank robber, Mr. Sheldon. Especially when the persuader happens to be a dog by the name of Bullet.
Get away from me! Keep away, all of you! I'm stepping out this door, and the first one tries to stop me gets it right through the head.
Don't!
I'm warning you! Keep your hands to your sides, Roy Rogers, or I'll...
Sure, Mr. Sheldon, anything to oblige.
Oh, my God!
This ought to do it!
But, Roy, I don't understand. Were Tom and Joe Sheldon in cahoots?
No, Dale. Sheldon had been taking money from the bank and gambling with it. He knew if he didn't put it back, they'd catch up with him. So we got the idea of staging a holdup for the bank. He tried to blackmail Tom into helping him for Mary's sake. But at the last minute, Tom backed out. Then Sheldon hired someone else to do his dirty work for him.
And then he killed Tom to keep him from talking.
That's right.
Well, where'd he get the poison?
From the vet. He stole it the day before the rodeo, when he was out there on some business for the bank. And folks, that's the whole story of what happened to Dale and Pat and me the time we paid a visit to the good old Red River Valley.
From this valley, they say you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathway a while.
I have waited a long time, my darling, for those words that you never would say. But alas, all my fond hopes have vanished, for they say you are going away.
My side, if you love me,
Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that loved you so.
That's all for now, folks. This is Roy Rogers saying to all of you from all of us, goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you. See you next week.
Don't forget how to make it out of the sunshine and the brown from a rainy day.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.